People on TikTok once again have come up with a life-changing innovation that they think they invented that has been done since the year one. They say a way to cure a hangover is to put your face in ice water.
No thanks.
Which is something people have been doing since the beginning of ice.
Pretty much.
Since ice was invented.
Yeah. This is the theme.
As we left the air yesterday, that my girlfriend Melissa and I were going to go have dinner at Cracker Barrel to see if they did anything to it.
Yeah.
If they did the big controversial remodel, or did they change the sign with the new logo?
I am pleased to announce that they have not violated my Cracker Barrel yet.
Okay.
We're on Church Street in Murfreesboro, so we were able to sit down and have all the bad-for-you food.
Okay.
The biscuits and, you know, chicken fried steak and all that stuff like that.
As far as I know, they're leaving the food the same.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just a few perks to the menu, but then it's just the whole atmosphere.
The aesthetic.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of people are super outraged.
Oh, yeah.
Their stock prices have gone down.
Yeah, like 20% since they changed
huge.
The logo.
Yeah.
I was thinking as we were there, maybe this is like an amazing ploy just to get people to remember Cracker Barrel and to go back to see if it's changed or not.
Big PR stunt?
Yeah.
Yeah, they, Yahoo News, I don't know, but they said they lost $94 million. Dollars in a day.
Yikes.
Because of it.
There's, I guess, over 600 locations around the United States, but they've only changed like 30 of them.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I guess we're going to see how that goes. But yeah, the stock prices are down, but a lot of people are upset. But Cracker Barrel has responded.
Hi, it's Billy Bob for Cracker Barrel. Many of our customers have voiced their concerns about the change of our logo, claiming that we've gone woke because we removed the actual cracker sitting next to a barrel. Trust me when I say, come inside any one of our 650 restaurants and you'll still find a mess of crackers. And a few barrels, too. But we still believe in obesity. We still support heart disease with delicious menu items like biscuits and gravy with a side of gravy, or gravy, gravy, biscuits, sausage patties, gravy, biscuits and gravy, or the heart-stopping favorite, big bowl of gravy. Sure, we put a little lipstick on the pig, which, by the way, is our new menu item. Try it with biscuits and gravy for only $9.99 while supplies last. Utensils upon request. Cracker Barrel. We still sell rocking chairs out front and type 2 diabetes in the back.
See? Yeah, everything's going to be all right, you guys. Earlier this week, we did a little survey, a little test to find out how frugal Jim was. Yesterday, we found out how competitive Gina was. And now it's my turn for the Inquisition.
Yeah, how outrageous is Woody? You know he is, but how much? We'll ask a series of questions that will have him reveal maybe a full picture of his character.
Okay, and if the answer is yes to any of these things, I will just ring the
bell. Ring the bell.
Right. And I want to preface this with saying, like, I love it. Like, it's one I love this quality about you. So I just want to preface that.
That I really don't have a filter.
Yeah.
it's exactly why.
I love it.
I had it removed in the late 80s. I had my filter removed.
All right. I'll kick things off.
Okay.
Woody, have you ever done anything that made someone you love deny they were with you or knew you?
Ooh.
Yes. As a father, my main purpose is to embarrass my children in public.
Yeah. You're
and
really
there's been
it.
Times where I've sang really loud with the music playing at Walgreens and made my children like run three or four aisles away. Yeah.
We're orphans. We don't know that guy.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if somebody cut in front of you in line at like Starbucks or somewhere, would you call them out or just like keep it inside? Be like, hey, excuse me, I was here first.
No.
Woody, have you ever done or said something that has shocked people in a house of worship?
Ooh.
I remember a Christmas play.
Uh-oh.
And my kids were all in it. I think my son Jeff was Joseph. A Christmas play. And there was some guy who was like snoring in the background. And you could hear as things got really quiet go, this guy's snoring over here. It was the joy of the holiday season.
Oh, I love that. Okay, are you this type of neighbor? Like if your neighbor's dog barked all night long or you know, their lawn is too long or something, would you go and knock down their door and tell them, like, hey.
Nah, I don't give a crap about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Not confrontational.
I'm actually more worried about what my neighbors think of my dogs who run and bark when they see a shadow of a squirrel sometimes. Yeah, yeah. I don't want it coming back on me.
All right, I've got one more.
Okay.
Have you ever said or did something in a doctor's office that made them question their choice of profession?
I remember, every year or so, a man has to get that special check from the doctor, you know, where he says, okay, you know, you got to bend over.
Cough.
And bend over, he'll be behind you. And I remember saying to Dr. Norwood one time, my doctor at the time, hey, do you have both hands on my shoulders?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Nearly 50% of adults are now ordering kids' meals when they go to fast food restaurants. One, to save money. The other reasons people cited were they're trying to do portion control.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people using GLP-1s.
When I was, I would get kids' meals because I couldn't eat all of it.
It was plenty.
Yeah, that's smart.
Plus, you get a toy. Who doesn't want to have a toy? Netflix says they can give you a recommendation on what to watch on Netflix based on your zodiac sign.
Ooh.
Okay, so now, Jim, you're an Aquarius.
Yeah.
Okay, they say you should be watching Resident Alien, Stranger Things. Okay. Those are all good choices.
Yes, I've watched those.
Yes, and what are you,
I'm
Gina?
A Leo.
Leo, okay, Leos. Let's see, you should be watching The Crown and Emily in Paris.
All right.
I'm a Libra. It said I should watch Ozark and Peaky Blinders. I've seen Peaky Blinders, but, you know.
And I think you'd like Ozark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them on here are like, I've never even heard of these.
Yeah, I scrolled a little bit on them, and it turned into like indie films and foreign films very quickly.
It's all BS, but it's fun to look at.
Yeah.
Right.
So now that football is here, I'm so excited. There's a new poll out that says 71% of Americans will turn down plans in order to watch football. I am one of those 71%.
I can see that. I have done that.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd love to get together with you, but there's a game on.
Yeah, sorry. I'll go, but is the game going to be on?
It's the Woody and Jim Show on Totally Hits 93.3 FM.
Totally Nashville.
Is it time to play Gender Wars? Oh, yeah. Brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor-outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us. All right, for the guys, we got Doug in Murfreesboro. For the ladies, we got Holly in Donaldson. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's do a get acquainted question and start with Doug. Tell us something that made you smile recently.
Brother, honestly, same thing makes me smile every day. I woke up, man.
Aww.
All right.
All right.
There you go.
With an attitude of gratitude.
I like that. I like that.
What about you, Holly? Something that made you smile recently.
My 12-year-old daughter told me that I looked like I was in my 30s, and I'm well
in my 30s. All right. Yeah. Score.
That's awesome.
Did they say that right before they were going to ask you for something?
For money?
Exactly.
All right. That's awesome.
You each have a screw you can use if you don't have any idea and you don't think your opponent knows the answer either.
All right. Here we go. Holly, multiple choice. Would you find a head gasket in a toilet, a car engine, or a propane gas grill?
That would be a car engine.
Car engine.
Yeah.
There you go. Good start.
All right, Doug. Do people call you like Doug in The Hangover?
Constantly.
Okay. All right. I'll try to refrain. Okay. Is De Beers a company that sells shoes, diamonds, or cosmetics?
Diamonds.
It is.
All right. Good job. Holly, what are you shopping for if you visit jacklinks.com?
Jack Links. Oh, gosh. I'm going to say golf.
No, you're so close.
Ooh,
beef jerky.
Had the word links.
The
in
links,
it.
Yeah.
Links, yeah. That actually, logically, that kind of makes sense.
Okay,
however,
Doug.
It was wrong.
A water carrier is the symbol of what sign of zodiac?
Oh, man.
Need an answer.
Oh, Pisces.
No.
It's Aquarius.
Aquarius, okay. Tied up one apiece going to the last set of questions. Both of you still have your screws left. Holly, The Millennium Falcon is a famous spaceship in what movie series?
MGM?
No.
MGM?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Okay.
All right, Doug. If you get this, you win, right?
Yes.
All right. If you're getting a full set of gels, what are you doing?
Oh, getting your nails done.
Getting your nails done.
Getting your nails did.
Get your nails did.
Yeah, my nails did. Her did.
Holly, it was great having you on. Doug just edged you out at the end.
It's a tough battle.
Take the victory, getting Pilgrimage Fest tickets and a certificate of braggification. Thanks to both of them playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Got that Friday thing going on. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It's time for us to get real.
So the questions are not surface level, but a little deeper than we usually go for this silly little show we have.
Yes.
So we've got a bowl full of questions. They are folded up. Unfold them, and we all have to answer whatever question we get.
Okay.
Gina, you want to kick us off?
Sure. I got, have you ever told a lie to make yourself look better? Yes, of course. Anytime I go in for a job interview, like on my resume.
That's right. All lies.
Yeah. I'm like, that's the first thing that comes to my head.
Kinda required.
Yeah. Sometimes. And I'm sure I have too, like when you're dating and stuff, like I lie all the time. Like, no, I don't cuss out people when I'm driving or, you know, like, oh no, I'm very patient. I am not a patient person. So, I lie about myself all the time. I even lie to myself about myself all the time.
Oh yeah. I think everybody does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially I can finish at 32 jeans.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could.
Yeah.
If I wanted to, but I don't want to.
I'm not going to get rid of these jeans because one day I'll fit into them again.
Yes.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole bucket of pre-maternity clothes that I'm
hopefully
one day.
That's right. Yeah.
Personally lying to yourself.
Yes.
Wow.
Woody?
My question is, who was the last person you searched on Instagram, Facebook, etc.? Okay, it's kind of embarrassing, but
I love it.
Tiffany Stratton.
Okay, who's that? And who is Tiffany Stratton?
She's a wrestler.
Oh.
So you see somebody
and she's
on
adorable.
TV.
Yeah, and she's I wanted to check and see if she is on Friday Night SmackDown tonight.
Oh, cool. Okay, is she?
No.
Does that change your plans?
It changes my plans totally.
I'm free tonight.
Yeah.
Way to get real, Woody.
Yeah, there you go. I can be real and superficial at the same time. Jim?
I don't like this one. Name something you do only when you're alone.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm.
There's the one that I stopped doing as I hear my wife's car pull into the driveway.
Yeah.
She says I listen to really wimpy music.
Really?
No.
So all the music got like, I'm home in the afternoon, so I make food, and, you know, so that we can eat when she gets home. Mm-hmm. And so I put music on while I'm cooking, and it's usually, I mean, something where she's just like, oh, God. Oh, God. I'm like, there's so much judgment that I shut it off. And it's usually, it can be anything from, wimpy music you'd hear in the back of in the background on a Subaru commercial. I like old, like, indie alternative, folksy or yacht rock.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like,
let me see what I've got on my phone. Yeah, the last up. Here's where I left off in the kitchen. Yes,
okay.
As her car pulled into the garage.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
Well, she puts me down for it. She makes me feel terrible for listening to it and makes me feel like half of a man.
Well, as your spouse, that is her job.
Yes.
Let's have a mood boost. I'm feeling good, like I should.
So this story is one of those that kind of freaks you out as a pregnant lady. It just makes you a little nervous, but it was a great outcome. There was a woman who ended up having to give birth on the side of Interstate 75 just outside of Chattanooga. And a Chattanooga firefighter was the one who actually helped bring the baby girl into the world, and he had just learned how to do it 24 hours earlier.
Oh, wow. So the training was fresh.
Yeah. Wow. There was an OB class taught by a woman services, and yeah, so thank God he was listening and paying attention.
Yeah, no kidding.
But baby girl and mom are both healthy, and everything's fine, but...
Wow. So he just happened to be there?
Yeah.
Like, just saw her on the side of the road in distress.
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing.
The right person at the right time.
Yeah,
yeah, no kidding.
So
that's
crazy.
Great.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
93.3 FM. Thanks for joining us. Now, Gina, you've been following. We've been following her on your pregnancy journey.
Yeah.
And you have several apps that will tell you what size your baby is now.
Yes. Yeah. And they're always confusing, and it's just like, really,
they're random things.
Yeah.
And it's really cute,
especially because I don't feel like I've really popped yet. Like, I don't totally look pregnant yet,
right,
in my opinion.
Yeah. How many weeks are you at?
23.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So just a little over halfway.
Yep. Yeah, thank God.
So these apps give you objects that are about the size of your baby, approximately.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have some kind of, like, mental comparison.
Yes.
Right. Some reference, and it's exciting of, like, every week. Ooh, you know, how big is she?
Yeah, yeah. A week later, whatever.
Yeah. All the things. Yeah, yeah.
What are the apps saying your baby is like right now?
So right now, she is about 11 inches, which is as big as an American football. So I got a little football inside me.
But they're just going lengthwise.
Length, yeah. Okay. So 11 inches. Yeah.
Not necessarily pointing at two ends.
No, yeah, and she's not as, like, wide yet, okay. I don't think. Yeah.
Is it a regular football or a Tom Brady deflated football?
I think she's a deflated football.
Okay, all right. We'll go with that.
Or it also says, like, as big as a carrot. But I'm like, the fruit references to me are hard. Because fruit comes, like, in all different sizes. Even.
Yeah. They're not the same.
Yeah. So that one is always makes me giggle of, like, really?
Does it feel like there's a football in you?
No, I was telling Landon yesterday, I think she just is, like, is taking the fetal position to an extreme. And I think she just is bundled up down on my bladder. Like,
yeah, you said that, you know, she kind of dances on your bladder constantly.
And she's just so low. Like, I'm carrying so low that I think she's just in a little ball. And she, like, that's why I don't look pregnant, I think. I don't know.
You really don't. It's amazing how, like, I know you're, like, today you're wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
But,
right.
But, yeah, nobody, I don't think, would
yeah,
know.
You're yeah, you're wearing loose clothes, but nobody really knows.
Yeah. Well, because if I wear tight clothes, it just looks like I'm, like, gaining weight. My stomach hasn't, like, balled yet.
Right. Right.
You know, like.
Enough to say to the world, it's obvious I'm pregnant.
Yes.
Right? Right.
And Landon was laughing at me yesterday because we were finishing up the nursery a little bit, and I had to bend over, and he's like, you're bending like a pregnant lady. And I'm like, yeah, because my lower half is fat. My lower half hasn't reached it yet, but I still, like, there's no bend in there. You know, it's not like you regular fat where you can kind of move around a little bit.
Right.
It's like hard fat.
So there's stuff in there.
There's stuff, yeah. I can't move like I normally would.
So it's pregnant fat, not like my fat, where I just flop into a beanbag chair.
No.
Right now, an exciting edition of Law & Order East Nashville.
So, I guess it started with something small.
Yes.
And brown. A dog doing its business in the wrong yard.
Oh.
So police say that the 60-year-old guy is walking his dog and let it go on somebody's lawn, but didn't clean it up.
Yeah.
That's the sore spot with a lot of folks.
Yeah.
That's when the cops say that the homeowner, 30-year-old Jennifer Evans, lost her cool.
Uh-huh.
She grabbed a gun.
Gun.
Pointing it at the old man who walks with a cane and uses a colostomy bag.
Oh.
Like, who had both those things there
on him.
Yes. She claims she only pulled out the gun because she was afraid of the hobbled man with the dog and a
my
cane
gosh.
And colostomy bag.
I
was scared of him. I guess when officers showed up, she didn't make the right choices.
Oh.
She resisted arrest.
Oh.
Assaulted three officers in the process,
injuring
one of them.
Wow.
A guy poops, you know, his dog poops on her lawn, and she then pulls out a gun, as any normal person.
Yes, as one does.
But then says, I was scared of that guy.
I had a gun. He had a cane, a colostomy bag, and an old dog with him.
I guess Jennifer is the new Karen.
Yeah, Jennifer Karen'd out on everybody here.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
I understand getting mad if somebody's let their dog poop on your lawn. But, like, is it the end of the world?
No, and honestly, sometimes, like, when I'm walking my dog, because I'll be honest, I don't walk him a lot. We have a fenced-in yard, so I just let him go out. But sometimes I do forget a bag, and I'm like, I'm not going to walk back home to come back out here, pick up the poop. Like, I don't like it, you know, and I do feel bad. And so I understand the frustration, you know, but...
Well, yeah, let's keep firearms out of it.
Yeah, and an old, poor old man. He probably couldn't even bend over to pick it up anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she was afraid of his colostomy bag. I mean, unless you're at, like, Kid Rock's.
Swinging it around your head.
Yeah, the only reason to be scared of that is if you shoot the bag and all the liquid comes out.
See?
Right.
That could have ended up much worse.
It's worse than what the dog did.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you haven't heard, the Menendez brothers are up for parole. Yesterday they had a hearing. Eric Menendez was denied parole. And I guess Lyle goes up today.
Lyle.
So I guess... I thought it'd be kind of funny if they let one go and get the other one.
Oh, they might. Because one didn't get it. Yeah, so they might, right?
Yeah, because it's different people deciding today. So yeah. You can go. We're going to keep your brother.
They'll catch the parole board on a good day today.
Yeah, right. The Thursday people are mean. We're not like that. Wow. Serena Williams, one of the greatest athletes, admitted that she had to use like GLP-1s, kind of like the Ozempic type drugs, to lose weight after she had her baby in 2017. She said no matter what she did as far as working out and eating right, which she probably has the greatest routine ever.
Oh, yeah.
Still couldn't lose weight. She said, I needed help. So that's what I used.
I love that she's being honest about it. Yeah. Like, I don't have a problem with that because, I mean, I did it too. So that'd be the pot calling the kettle black. But it's great. I think it's a good example to explain that.
Yeah, like, don't be ashamed of it. It works for you and it's healthy. Fine.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So Concourse D at the B&A Airport got a facelift earlier this year. And now it's time for Concourse A. They're going to be closing it down on October 3rd. And they're going to be adding 10 more gates. So there'll be 16 gates total over there.
Wow.
Going to have like a huge facelift with different restaurants and stuff. There's no details on like what exactly is going in yet. But it should reopen completely July 2028, which seems like a long time.
22 years?
Yeah.
Wow, it does seem
more
like
than two
a long
years,
time.
Yeah, three.
3 years.
Yeah, so.
Wow. I can't wait for the airport to be more complicated. That sounds great. What are we doing this weekend, y'all?
I'm going to go to the movies and also my movie podcast. We're going to record a few episodes.
Sweet.
After a little summer vacation break.
A little hiatus.
Yeah. Tonight I am going on a date with my husband.
Nice.
And then tomorrow I'm going to work for my friend at her food truck, her acai bowl food truck. Yeah. And then Sunday church and probably finishing the nursery.
Sweet.
Right.
Tomorrow I'm going to be at City Auto in Murfreesboro from noon till 2. Come get some ribs. It'll be fun. We'll be giving away some prizes, including $250 gas cards.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a lot of fun there. Plus, the rest of the weekend, I know I haven't seen my my son Jeff and his my grandkids. I haven't seen them last weekend. They were out of town, so probably catch up with them a little bit over the weekend.
Yeah.
Monday morning, we'll be back with a Woody and Jem joke off. Also, we're going to be giving away tickets to Holiday World with Gender Wars. If you'd like to play, text us anytime over the weekend, 615-553-0933.